Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello and welcome once again to the Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour. This week we're featuring a film called Jawbreaker. Writer-director Darren Stein's 1999 film. It was ravaged for taking the entirety of its high school murderer concept from Heathers, but failed to do anything unique or new with it. Shame, because it's largely a female-fronted alternative rock soundtrack, and it kicks way harder than the movie it belongs to. Letters to Cleo, Shampoo, The Donners, and lesser-known acts like Grand Mail and The Friggs get prime time to shine in this underrated alternative rock hallmark. It's all just a shade too corporate to be called Riot Girl. But having so many non-male voices compiled together in one place, Jawbreaker gives it an edge that few soundtracks have. Yes, the soundtrack goes harder than an actual Jawbreaker candy. So let's have a listen to the trailer and we'll get into the music.
Should have seen the four of them. People worshipped them and cursed them, but everybody wanted to be them. Courtney was the leader.
All right, girls, out.
She was like Satan in heels, and Marcy was her henchman.
I don't think we've met what was the cruel politics of high school and all.
At a school like Reagan High, being the teen dream can be a little hard to swallow.
It is with deep dismay that I inform you that Elizabeth Kerr...
I heard she choked on a jawbreaker.
That is so cool.
Are you Courtney Alice Shane?
Maybe.
Now...
Detective Vera Cruz.
One detective will try to find the face that fits the facts.
You ever seen one of these before?
No.
No? Take a lot of licks to get one of these things down. It's hard.
You frighten me.
Learn it.
Live it.
Love it.
From TriStar Pictures.
Do you like it?
It's okay.
There's nothing kinky about okay now, is there?
Can you say freak?
Comes the battle between the babes.
She's so evil. And she's only in high school.
It's over, Courtney.
I am petrified.
Jawbreaker.
Our best friend is dead.
Do you have any idea what that means?
You were shoo-in for prom queen?
So, Jawbreaker, this is 1999 American teen black comedy crime film. And, well, I tell you, the plot is interesting. Stein explained his concept for the film as the Jawbreaker just came to represent the duality of the poppy sweetness of the girls of high school and of youth versus the whole idea that this thing could break your jaw. The film was released in February 19th, 1999 and was a critical and commercial failure, although it's come to gain a cult following. Let's start off with the music here. The Press Teens. Beat you up.
He's my baby. Gonna beat you up. He's my baby. Gonna beat you up. He's my guy. And he never wants to see me cry. He's my baby. Gonna beat you up.
Yes, a good way to start it off there. The Press Jeans and Beat You Up. Well, the plot goes something like this. The Flawless Four are the most popular girls in Reagan High School, consisting of Courtney Shane, Marcia Fox, Julie Freeman, and Liz Purr. Of the foursome, only Liz is genuinely kind-hearted and loved by the entire school. Julie is popular because of her looks and being best friends with Liz, while Queen Bee, Courtney, and her airhead follower, Mercy, demand respect through terror. Music continues now. Called Veruca Salt. God, I can't get over it. And Volcano Girls. Well, on the morning of Liz's 17th birthday, Courtney, Marcy and Julie bind her with ropes, gag her with a jawbreaker and seal her mouth with duct tape. Nice ladies. The girls lock Liz in a trunk of a car and drive off, planning to take her to a restaurant for breakfast. To have her for breakfast? I don't know. Upon opening the trunk, they discover Liz has choked to death on the jawbreaker. Oh dear. Music continues. Here the Dons. And checking it out.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
You're listening to the music from the film Jawbreaker. Well, Julie wants to report the situation to the police, but Courtney instead calls the school to tell them Liz is ill and cannot attend. The three later go to school when Principal Sherwood sends outcast Fern Mayo to deliver Liz's homework. At the end of the day, she encounters the three girls and Liz's dead body. Ooh. Courtney says Liz was killed by a rapist and spreads false rumours she was actually a rebellious, promiscuous girl. Good gracious me. This is Emily Grogan. And No Hitch.
and change a heartbeat.
Track Tiffany and I Think We Are Alone Now. Well, having admired Liz to the point of hero worship, Fern flees in horror. The girls catch her and buy her silence by accepting her into the clique. Courtney and Marcy transform Fern into a beautiful exchange student named Violette. Okay. Slight departure from the girls in this track. Here the Cars. And this is called Good Time Roll, the director's cut.
Let the good times roll. Let the knock you around. Let the good times roll. Let them make you a clown. Let them leave you up in the air. Let them brush you rock and roll. Oh,
T on the Director's Cut.
Featuring music from the film Jawbreaker. Well, overwhelmed by guilt at her part in Liz's death, Julie distances herself from the clique, but is tormented by her former friends and becomes a new target for abuse throughout the school. Her only real friend during this time is her boyfriend and drama student, Zach. As Violette's popularity soars, Julie silently watches as Courtney tries covering up the murder and maintaining her popularity. Well, Julie learns that after they returned Liz to her house, Courtney seduced a stranger at a bar and had sex with him in Liz's bed, making it seem as though he had raped her. Music continues now. These are the Donnas. Rock and roll machine, eh?
I'm dead.
A recognisable track from Shampoo, Trouble. Well, Violette becomes intoxicated with her newfound popularity, which has eclipsed Courtney's own. Courtney and Marcy post enlarged yearbook photos of Fern all over the school, revealing Violetta's true identity and leaving her humiliated. Well, Julie sympathises with Fern and forgives her for falling under Courtney's influence. And not nice girls, are they? Here's the Scorpions. Rock you like a hurricane. The music from Jawbreaker. This is the Director's Cut with Alan T.
Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
While Courtney attends the senior prom with jock Dane Sanders, Julie is at home going through a bag of Lizzie's belongings that were given to her, finding a recordable greeting card she was fiddling with when Courtney was faking Lizzie's death scene, where Julie discovers it has recorded Courtney's culpability in Lizzie's death. Julie, Fern and Zach travel to the prom.
Come on, it'll be there. The note will give her shower nozzle and masturbation material for weeks.
He really is horny as a 10-pounder now. In the place of the magazine. I've been thinking of a new sensation. I'm picking up a new vibration.
That's the title, She Bop, there by Howie Beano and Lucia Gilifelli. Well, the plot's nearly at the end. Well, wouldn't it be? When Dane and Courtney are announced as prom king and queen, Zach secretly broadcasts the card's message over the sound system, of course, revealing the truth behind Lizzie's death. Well, Dane quickly abandons Courtney, while Mercy hides under the table, bless, with her crimes now exposed. Courtney flees as the rest of the angered student pelt her with corsages and call her a murderer while blocking any paths of escape. Julie snaps a picture of her former friend's anguished face to immortalise the occasion. There you go, that's it. Now here are letters to Cleo from IC. Many critics pointed out the film's similarities to the 1988 cult classic Heathers and accused Jawbreaker of plagiarism. On Metacritic, the film had a score of 22 based on reviews from 21 critics, indicating generally unfavourable reviews. Well, on Rotten Tomatoes, it had an approval rating of just 14%, with an average of 3.6 out of 10. The website's consensus states the throwaway comedy falls victim to its hip sensibilities. Audience surveys by CinemaScope gave Jawbreaker a grade D. Well, Roger Ebert gave the film 1.5 out of 4 stars, stating the movie is a slick production of a lame script. If anyone in the plot had the slightest intelligence, the story would implode. Well, the music's good, that's for sure. We continue now with Imperial Teen, and this is Waterboy. Yo-ho! Good track. Go, yo-ho, yes, Imperial Teen. Well, thanks so much indeed for your company. We're going to go out with a couple of completely different tracks from this film. Slot them in, I thought, at the end here. Bing Crosby kicks off with this one. It's all young at heart. And then we're going to have Connie Francis to close the show. Thanks so much indeed for your company today, and also for Mally for all her help putting the program together. Take care.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible dreams. You can laugh when you're dreaming. fall apart at the seams, and life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on the way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.